Offensive coordinator Adam Gase usually speaks with the media on Thursday. It's a bye week, but we couldn't let him get away with not speaking with at least us today. Adam, welcome to Bears Blitz. We appreciate your time here. And what's your assessment through the first 6 weeks of how things have gone offensively? You've had so many puzzle pieces that you've had to move around, especially up front and with Alshon missing a month, too.
Well, I feel like our group did a good job of doing what we were asking them to do. Obviously, the last game we were able to take a step forward with getting our guys healthy and getting everybody on the field and seeing how we looked. We had a little more production there. We're still have a little ways to go as far as gelling together and playing a complete game. We still haven't done that yet, and hopefully we can get better after the bye.
You know, one of the things we've been trying to chart throughout the first half of the season is progress. Because, I mean, you know, when you mix everything together, you have guys missing, all these other things that have happened to you this year. And we've been trying to figure out, you know, how you measure the progress of the football team and how you guys might be measuring the same thing. And I was kind of wondering if you saw a significant progress in terms of how this thing is coming together now.
I think we have made some progress. We've seen some guys that nobody really expected to get as much playing time as they have get better as we've developed over the last 6 weeks. I think we do have a ways to go to really be the offense that we're talking about that we want to be. But, you know, guys have really stepped up. We've won a couple games in some situations where everybody counted us out because of some of the guys that were getting the opportunity to play, and they stepped forward and made a lot of plays.
What are Monday nights and Tuesdays like here? Once you know you go through the previous Sunday's game tape and then you start putting the pieces together for the next opponent. Is it? I'm sure it's training staff. It's input from all your assistant coaches, right? And trying to get the right people in place in order to what you have available make put them in position to make plays, right?
You don't have a lot of time to dwell on the last game, good or bad. So you have to move forward. You have to figure out who are you going to have for the next game, which is hard sometimes because even on Monday you're really not sure. Tuesday comes around, it gets a little clearer picture, but then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you're hoping you know what's going on. You know, in previous weeks there's been a couple of surprises on Thursdays and Fridays that you got to make some adjustments. But the good thing is when you have this, the type of staff that we do on offense, we have a lot of guys that are experienced. We have multiple guys that have been coordinators before. So there's not a lot of things that shake our group up. Everybody does a good job of, you know, stepping up, getting their guys ready, and making sure that, you know, everybody knows what to do on game day.
With that thought in mind, you know, with Jade, it's been a merry-go-round of coordinator since he's been here. And I'm wondering how important you thought it would be for him to have the same guy for a while, to be able to settle down and you be that guy. And what's your relationship like with Jay?
Anytime that you can go through the same process, spring, training camp, season, for multiple years, the better chance you have of having a dynamic season. Obviously, he's had multiple guys. That's something I can't change. All I can do is put ourselves in a position with me, Dow, and the rest of the group that we have and try to help him and accelerate his growth as quickly as possible in the system that we're putting in place right now. And then the years will stack up, and that's what we're looking to do. You get to see a lot of these guys run the league. I mean, Aaron Rodgers has been running the same system his entire career.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, it makes it a little interesting when you get to keep doing the same things over and over again, the repetition, and then just the fact that you start being able to build on your system as a quarterback, which we're trying to accelerate that growth right now, and he's done a good job of kind of putting his stamp on what we're doing. It's similar to what we did in Denver, but he's kind of put his little twist on it.
I can't tell you how happy you made me, though, when you made the statement. Man. I'm not, in all seriousness, you want to come out and run the ball and mean it. Mm-hmm. I mean, because that to me means that's Bear football. That's the kind of football I think you have to play in this division to win when that weather gets nasty. Because, and people say, well, you know, you guys play a lot of games indoors. It still gets nasty. And that's the kind of thought process, I think, because all of a sudden now you have guys ready to attack. And they're not backing up and being soft. They're going out and attacking people. And I think that mentality carries over then to the passing game.
Yeah, if you look at our schedule, it's going to be a little more weathery than what people realize. The dome games are pretty much almost all done. I think we got maybe one more left. But for the most part, our games are going to be in Minnesota, in Green Bay, here in Chicago. So we're anticipating that we need to be better running the ball. We think it's going to be an advantage for us when we get into the colder climates. And the fact that we have a quarterback, it seems the game slows down for him and everybody else isn't moving very fast, and he's actually able to play faster than what everybody else is doing on the field. So we have an advantage at that spot, I think. But then if we can make sure our running game to go along with him being able to make plays outside the pocket, well, I think we can be really affected as the year goes on.
A couple of quick questions for you, and then I'm going to leave you alone, my friend. First of all, when you guys sit down in the meeting, all you guys sit down, who has the chalk and who has the chalk at the end of the meeting? Because Hank Stram once told me it's important who has the chalk at the end of the meeting.
We're a very open group. I would say, like I said before, we've had multiple guys that have been coordinators. There's a lot of good ideas that are thrown around, and our system is going to be built what's best for our players. And so that's more of our discussion of who do we have, who can we put in position to make plays, and then at the end of the day, we just simplify it to make sure we just, it's not a whole bunch of things. It's, we're very precise on what we want to do, and we just have to do a good job of making sure our guys are doing what they do best.
You have the chalk, don't you?
Every day's different.
What'd you think when you came to Chicago? Tell us a little bit about that, your thought process in coming to the Bears.
It was a little surreal for me because growing up a Bears fan, you know, and I was young in the 80s, early 80s. So, you know, my first kind of real interest was the 85 Bears. And just being here and coming, starting in this division, starting with Detroit, and then just knowing kind of history of the teams in this division, it was a great opportunity to help Coach Fox do what he wanted to do, and that's kind of get this team going in the right direction, and I was just happy that I could be a part of it.
Well, we're glad to have you here. Thanks for being so generous with your time, and good luck in the remaining 10 weeks of the season.
I appreciate it.
All right, Adam Gase, Bears offensive coordinator, joining us here.